with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. As the aircraft carrier USS Gerald Ford leaves the Caribbean Sea en route to the Middle East, where tensions with Iran are increasing, President Trump was asked what Iran could do to avoid U.S. military action.
Give us the deal that they should have given us the first time. They give us the right deal, we won't do that. But, you know, historically, they haven't done that. I will say they want to talk, but so far they do a lot of talking and no action.
There's been another resignation linked to Jeffrey Epstein.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements. But before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Water.
A key measure of inflation fell to nearly five-year low last month.
The cost of goods and services didn't rise as fast in January as they did a year ago. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports gas prices fell more than 3% last month, while grocery prices ticked higher.
Correspondent Greg Cluxton on that report. Police activity being reported just 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson, Arizona right now. We're awaiting a news conference from the Pima County Sheriff's Department. One person has been detained in connection with the investigation so far. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a transgender controversy in Washington State.
A member of the girls' wrestling team is suing after claiming to have been sexually assaulted by a boy living as a girl during a match. The 16-year-old girl who attends Rogers High School says she was not made aware before the match that her opponent would be a boy. The local sheriff's office tells the Christian Post it's launched an investigation. Washington is one of several states that allows boys to compete against girls in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
The chairman of the Federal Religious Liberty Commission has ousted a member after hearing that attention featured tension exchanges on the definition of anti-Semitism. The ousted member, Carrie Bowler, had defended prominent commentator Candace Owens, who routinely shares anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Commission Chairman Dan Patrick says no member of the commission has the right to hijack a hearing for their own personal and political agenda in any issue. Bowler quoted a Bible verse that attributed the death of Jesus to Jews, pushed back on the idea. This is SRN News. Wall Street steadied Friday after its AI-induced sell-off.
Stocks found their footing on Wall Street after an encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 48 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Several stocks bounced back a day after taking sharp losses over worries that AI-powered competitors could take away business from them. AppLovin clawed back 6.4%. The software company had lost about a fifth of its value a day earlier. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The camera-based security company Ring is ending its planned tie-up with police surveillance company Flock Safety, after critics raise fresh worries about neighborhood camera networks. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.